Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we remind us again and again, such is the nature of life itself, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. So life shows up completely and perfectly in each and every one of us. We don't need to do anything different to make it happen. We don't have to court it and say, oh life, please show up for me. It's just doing its thing through us, and we have the joy and the opportunity to direct it in whatever way we believe in and see fit and choose. So that's why we here can honor and recognize and love every one of you, whatever background you come from, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your beliefs, your religious systems, even your politics. We still love and accept you, regardless of which side of the podium you are on and which side of the aisle and wherever you come down with that, as long as we are respectful of one another. That's our only request as being part of the center, is that we give each other the respect of being and recognizing that we're choosing life according to our recognition of it and our goodness of it. We are a center that is all about teaching truth. We offer classes. We're going to, especially starting in the fall, going to be offering classes. We're going to be offering more opportunities for community, both here in person and online. So look forward to what's coming up and where we're going. There's a lot that we talk about oneness. There's a lot that we talk about what we believe and what philosophies we stand by and we stand behind. So to give you another little taste of what we believe, our practitioners are going to share their ideas coming from our Declaration of Principle. So here they go. I believe
in one God,
one absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love
and creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life
and the immortality of the individual soul
forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. Some of the things we teach and believe here, there is a great deal more. So come join us and join us in classes to get a better idea, a bigger idea. Because all of those things will support you and you're living your life according to your best idea and highest idea of it. So our next part of the program is that I want to introduce our practitioners. A practitioner is someone who has studied this teaching and has learned to use it in their life. A licensed practitioner is someone who studied this teaching, learned to use it in your lives, and then learned how to use it for others in a way that is demonstrable, that is actually showing up and going, yeah, this works and this is how we do it. So those folks get licensed by our national organization and are known as licensed practitioners. Today, we're very happy to have one of our practitioners coming to us all the way from St. Petersburg, who will be sharing some words and then leading us in a group treatment. Welcome, Norma.
Well, thank you, Reverend Bob, and good morning to everyone who is here today. Thank you for being here, whether you're joining us in person or by way of Zoom. I sincerely thank you for being with us as we begin our conversation about nature. Ernest Holmes states that we must go the way of the law. This is a fundamental tenet of the science, because nature obeys us as we first obey it. And our obedience to nature is really our acceptance of it. Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon states in the Science of Mind magazine that nature is the reflection of the infinite intelligence of life. It is a blueprint for those who choose to emulate spirit in their actions and deeds. Nature mirrors everything that represents the human condition. Think about this: tenacity, resilience, abundance, creativity, love, light, power, beauty, and awe lie before anyone who chooses to take a conscious glance. What about a tree growing from a rock? A species adapting to climate change? The infinite preponderance of grains of sand on the beach? The sun rising every morning. This is nature. It is all there is, and it is all there if you dare to choose to open yourself to its magnificence. Think about it. We will now make our transition into prayer treatment, so make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if you like. And as I do this prayer treatment, please join me as I speak in the first person. Take in as much as you can, accept, and just let the rest go. Let us begin by taking a deep, calming breath. As you slowly release this breath, know there is but one presence, one power, one action. God, the living spirit, the source of all creative thought, possibility, and ideas. It is in perfect operation in all and individualized through me. I know that miracles occur daily in my life. As I realize a miracle is but the normal natural action of nature. It is the law of God. Law can never be violated, but it can be directed into new and different ways. Within me is all the spiritual power I need for conscious thought, word, and action. I therefore focus on the expression of perfect health in every cell, tissue, organ, joint, or system of my physical body manifests the perfection that God created as the perfect I am. I plant the seed for abundant wealth to flow to me through expected and unexpected channels. And I have plenty to spare, to share, and enjoy. Love and creative self-expression surrounds me, flowing out to everyone I encounter, filling my life with joy. I open my eyes to new and greater channels of good that meets my every need, even as the need is perceived. The presence of God within me adjusts and brings all of my affairs into perfect balance. I appreciate life, and life appreciates me as I draw on the unlimited supply of all good that is available for me. I celebrate my miracles because I accept their possibility, and I expect their perfect manifestation. As I open myself to the universe, it is with great thanksgiving I delight in the unfolding of good in my daily life. I now release this word into the law that always says yes. I allow it to be so. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a wonderful music selected by Doug Moody, who manages our music program every month and comes up with ideas. If you have thoughts or ideas for music you want to hear, talk to me or talk to Doug, send him an email, and he'll check it out and respond. Also want to thank Norma. I was really moved by her treatment. That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And all the other people, you know, they're involved in making this happen. Vance in the back room, Jake for setting up, and or the back of the room. You're not in the back room. And then over in Denver, we've got Diego, who sets us up and runs the whole thing from there, makes this all happen so that we can do this hybrid experience where we have people watching online and participating who will be with us on the computer whenever we're done, as well as what we have happening here. So New Thought Radio Network is also an important part of what we're doing, and we are reaching out with them as well. So all of that's going on, and I'm excited, and I just wanted to be sure we say thank you and recognize those folks. And those of you who show up early and help us set up, thank you, thank you, thank you. So today we're talking about It's All Natural. And I'm remembering when my nephew was a kid, when he was little, really little tyke. One of the best things we did, one of the great fun we'd have with him was to we'd be at dinner and he'd be all sitting around the table and he's about this much of him sticking up above the table. And we'd say, Travis, we're going to make you disappear. So hold on, we're going to make you disappear. And we'd throw a napkin over his head. And he'd just giggle and be really quiet. And pull the napkin off and say, you've appeared. We made you disappear. It's magic. And we made everybody disappear. And he would just get so excited. And he thought it was so funny. He wanted to do it again, do it again, do it again. We tried it on my grandson, Jake, but he was too smart. He was like, no, I'm not disappearing. You just covered up my head. But, you know, we maybe started too late with him. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's that magic of childhood that we can play with and we have so much fun with, and we create all these wonderful possible experiences. But then I got into this teaching and I went, wait a minute, what about magic? What about the supernatural? What about this area of that's beyond anything we know that seems to be natural, and it's supernatural, it's beyond the natural. And what I learned right away was it's all natural. And today's magic, the things that seem magical, is tomorrow's science. I mean, imagine when Moses was leading the folks out of Egypt to Israel, if he'd had a bunch of these big silver tubes to load them on and fly them over to Israel, they would have thought it was absolutely magic. And yet everything to create an airplane and to fly it existed at that time. The only reason it didn't happen is we didn't yet have the creative imagination to make it happen. So my premise here is that everything that seems to be supernatural, that seems to be magical, is not. And that's not to take the awe out of it. I don't know about you, but anytime I've done spiritual mind treatment with someone and then I see this amazing thing happen and a cancer is encapsulated and fully removed, or a health issue just seems to reverse itself, or for me, my feeling came back to my feet. I mean, all these things that show up and happen, I mean, they're awe-inspiring. There's no magic involved. It's science. It's clear. We understand how and why it works. But it doesn't take away the awe of it and the excitement of it and the energy of it and the, oh, wow. And even things like supernatural, or what we call supernatural, things like mind reading and transvoyance and clairvoyance and voyances, whatever all those names are, all of that is understandable when you understand the law of oneness, when you understand that we live in this one universal consciousness, and some folks can just tune into things that others can't because they've practiced it and they've worked on it and they've learned to hear and read and see things that weren't there. See, this idea of... let me back up a minute because I want to just send this home a little further about nature. When I first read Thomas Troward, and anyone who's read Thomas Troward knows that it's complex. He writes all of his writing is transposing his speaking. So it sounds, so you read it out loud, it makes a little more sense. But if you read it, if you don't read it out loud, it's like he's got sentences that cover three pages. And you're going like, how do I make sense of this? So you take it apart and you chop it up, whatever. But one of his most profound statements is a very short, easy one. And it says, first thing to know is that nature is natural. And I thought, well, that's the silliest thing. Of course nature's natural. I was talking to Jake about this on the way over today, and he's like, well, everything but Bigfoot. You know, Bigfoot ain't natural. Bigfoot's supernatural. And I won't tell you the rest of the quote because I can't say it on the air or in front of you. But it's so fun and funny how we pick certain things in life, certain things in nature to make unnatural, to make beyond nature, to make supernatural, because somehow that makes them easier to take and maybe easier to digest, or we just want the fun of the mystery of it all. And there is a mystery to nature, but it's not supernatural and it's not unnatural. It is fully within the scope of nature. We just don't yet understand how it all works. Quantum physics was unknown, except to a few people, until fairly recently. And it really wasn't until the last probably 30 years that we put it to work in things like light bulbs and in car electronics and all of those things which have so transformed what we can do now in our world of technology. And yet it would have seemed like magic before now, but it wasn't. It was natural. It was supernatural. See, and as we come to understand the natural laws of the universe, the natural laws of life, and we come to understand them, then we can use them. As long as they are magic, as long as they're separate from us, then we got to rub our tummies and pat our heads and dance around and do all kinds of crazy things to try to make them come true. Whereas once we understand that they're not magic, they're natural, and there are ways to use them, and they don't usually require making us look completely silly, then we begin to create lives for ourselves that are richer, that are fuller, that are longer, that go in whatever direction and way we want them to go. But we've got to understand nature, and I love the quote that Norma did in her presentation, and that is that we must first surrender to nature in order to use nature. We must understand how it works, and then we create all kinds of newness. It was understanding things like gravity and lift and all of that that made it possible to create airplanes that we could fly people out of Egypt to Israel if we wanted to. But we had to understand how nature worked and how it moved forward naturally and in its goodness. So Thomas Troward also says this: it is therefore a mathematical necessity that because the originating life principle is infinite, it is a single unit, and consequently, wherever it is at all, the whole of it must be present. It's a mathematical necessity that the single unit, wherever it is, all of it must be present, which means for you and I, it is present in us every moment, all the time. That's a little bit concerning for me when I realize some things I've said in the last couple of days when I wasn't feeling so good and stomping around the house and complaining, because my word still carries power. And when I'm speaking my word in a way that is not towards my higher and greater good, no wonder I got grumpier and grumpier as the days went by, because it was about this, that, and the other. Interesting. See, so wherever we are, whatever we're doing, this infinite power is listening. It's part of who we are. It's what creatives were made out of to start with. We talked about that last week extensively. The thing I want to talk about it today is to recognize that this oneness we describe is real. Oneness is not a spiritual metaphor. Oneness is not a philosophical idea to help explain things. Oneness is a reality. The idea that your body and my body is in oneness with all of life and is in oneness with our planet. You're a part of the planet, and so am I. Every physical part of your body, every chemical reaction, every element, everything within it is made of the stuff the earth is made of. And it's animated by the energy of the stars, by the energy of the sun, by the energy of electricity, which keeps it all together and working for us. As soon as the electronics stop, all the elements go back to the earth, slowly or quickly, depending on our method of dealing with that. But when we are in tune with ourselves, then we get a good idea of what's happening with the earth and vice versa. And I think the more we recognize that, then there is a certain kind of responsibility to care for our bodies as long as we want to walk around in them. They are our vehicles to carry us through time and space and all these wonderful experiences of life. And we also are on a great big vehicle flying through space at speeds we can't even comprehend, really. So we have a certain responsibility to all of that. Now, this is not an attempt to make anybody feel guilty if you're not recycling or any of that stuff. We're not about guilting anybody here about anything, but it is about just heightening our awareness that whatever you think is a part of you loving, your loving responsibility for the planet, that you do that, you participate in it. I love walking in the woods. We talked about this two weeks ago. We talked about the forest bath that you get every time you come in here. And when I take the moment and take a break and I'm not just rushing to come get set up, I look at the trees and I look at the things and I love them and I appreciate them. And I've always loved trees. I've got some trees around the parts of the South that I like to go sit under and talk to and imagine them talking back to me because they've been there a long time. I remember the first time I saw the redwoods on the West Coast, and we all got there and we were chitter-chattering and having a great time. We were coming from a Ridgecrest event, and then the bus pulled into the grove and we got out, and all of a sudden everyone started to whisper. No one said whisper when you're in the redwoods, but we all started to whisper. It's an awesomeness that happened in us. And oh my God, look at these trees. See how it feels. It was so cool, and the moisture and all of the things happening under the redwoods. And as for the hour and a half tour we had going through this whole thing, led by one of the guides, she spoke softly and we all whispered the whole time, and no one ever spoke out loud, real loud, like we do here, because you just had that sense of awe that goes with that. That's part of loving the planet. That's part of taking care of the planet, is that awesomeness that we feel when we connect with it. Kennedy Schultz was often fond of saying, the first law of life is the law of growth. And when I hear that, I hear it in his voice always. The first law of life is the law of growth. And that's true for everything in nature. It is the natural thing that the first law of life is the law of growth. Think about it. Trees grow. Plants grow. They grow. They die. They seed. They grow again. Species continue to expand and develop and change and morph. And she talked about that as well. I thank you, Norma. And in that process, you know... I always do this in the fall, but I'll bring it up now. Imagine in the fall if, when the leaves start falling, you or I or the people we know started running around trying to glue the leaves back on the trees and get them to stick so that nothing would change, so that it would still look just like it did, just like it does right now. We don't do that because we know change is natural. We know growth is natural. You can't have growth without change. And forms change. And forms are changing now in radical ways and in rapid ways. Species are leaving and new species are developing. things are starting to shift and change. And so are we. We live longer than ever. In spite of what you may have read in the Bible, all those numbers which are symbolic, they're not real numbers about how many years Methuselah did not live, 900 and whatever many years in terms of planetary spinning, but in terms of some metaphysical purpose in those numbers, he lived a long time, basically. So we can count on change. And we can count on living longer as we care for ourselves better. And we're living bigger. You know, I used to be the tallest guy in my town. I was 6'3". I'm not 6'3 anymore. I was 6'3". I was the big, tall dude. High school, I'm towering over everybody else and proud of it. Everybody wanted to beat me up because I was big, but that was, you know, neither here nor there. It didn't happen much. Now, I go out somewhere, especially when I was in the Northwest, where there is a huge population of Nordic folk, and I was a little short guy. There are all these people I'm looking up to. I went in the bookstore, and I'm going, holy Moses, where did all these big guys come from? All these youngsters who are taller than skyscrapers, and I think I never knew what it felt like to be the short guy in the room, but now I do. Because we're growing bigger and stronger because of our food, because of our care, and maybe because of some things that in our food that we maybe don't need. I don't know. There's a lot of controversy about that. The point of it is we are changing. And those of us who are intelligent, and I count that as everybody listening to this talk, can utilize the natural laws of life to go through these changes in ways that will care for us, that we can care for us, and that we can create environments in which we can live richly and freely and fully and joyfully. Law of life is a law of growth. As forms change, as life changes, as we change, then we have this opportunity to change and grow. We don't always know where it's going, but we know it's going somewhere. Holmes says this, life must enter living, and God must flow through each of us if there is to be a real representation of the divine through us. So it's already happening. It's already there. We are the divine experience of life on earth. We are God knowing itself, recognizing itself. We are the opportunity for this infinite power to go through these changes. And we have within us the power to make our choices so that we can have some changing of the path. Now, granted, you may not be anyone that's got control over what's happening in the world, in the big world, in the big way, but you certainly have control over how we think about it. There is nothing more powerful than spiritual mind treatment. And using spiritual mind treatment to move us toward where we want to go is a powerful, powerful tool when you don't know what to do physically. And I will tell you what happens if when you do that kind of treatment is you'll get a nudge to do one thing or another. I live in a complex that does not recycle. I'm kind of stuck on that right now, so please forgive me. I'm not shooting in anybody. But I came back from the West Coast with this, like, I could at least do that and quit throwing all of my stuff in the wrong place, in the trash. And so I started recycling. I had to drive quite a ways to do it because the county I live in won't give me a recycling pickup because I live in an apartment complex. Makes no sense. They say it makes sense. But I'm doing it. And every time I do, I feel like I'm contributing somewhat to saving our planet. I don't think we have to save the planet, by the way. I think we have to save our environment on the planet. The planet's going to be just fine. We may not be able to live here for another 100 years if we don't change our behavior, but that's about changing our environment. So I feel like I'm supporting my environment just by doing that simple thing. And given that I'm addicted to Coke Zero, I have lots of plastic to get rid of it to recycle. And so it's a good thing that I do it. And you may have something that nudges you. It may not be that. It may be something else. It may be as simple as walking through a forest bath and enjoying it and going, yes, and honoring it, or saving a tree where you can, or saving or cutting down a tree and planting something that's needed in that place. I mean, there are all kinds of ways to go. We just aren't clear about which and where. So with those kind of thoughts, I want to invite us to do a little meditation. And I will guide you in a few moments, and then I'll let us just be silent as we think about this whole business of our connection to the whole natural world in which we live. So whether you do it with your eyes closed or open, just take a moment and let your mind wander to your favorite natural place. Let it wander to your favorite space in life, in the world. It may be a forest, it may not be. It may be a desert, it may be any of the planet's beautiful spaces. Or it may not even be a real place, it may be imaginary. And just let some breaths take us there as we dive deeply. So we let go of the world around us to allow our imaginations to more deeply take us to those places. And as you are aware of that, notice how your place resonates, reflects who you are, what you know yourself to be. It may be the vibrancy of the life around you. It may be the peace and the calm. It may be the play of light. It may be the tallness or the shortness of it all. And as you enjoy this space, this imagined space, I don't know about you, but there's a smile that wants to happen. There's a chuckle. For this is an experience of oneness, of unity, of connection, of the divine, knowing the divine, of the self, knowing the self. And so I stand in declaring the truth that this one power that we all are part of, that allows us to imagine spaces and places, even when we're not there, with just the brief moment of closing our eyes, and letting our minds take us to wherever. That is a very real experience fueled by the oneness of life that is in us, and that we are. So there's an aspect of us that is never separate, even though we may look like separate people. Even though we think and act differently. There's a unification underneath that, a unity coming from the same source, made out of the same earth and star stuff, that allows us to connect, that allows us to feel that connection, to be aware of it. whether we're connecting to it through our gifts and talents, through our imagination, through our actions. The earth is our mother, and we love her. And so we breathe, and even in our breathing, we are connecting in oneness. As that song said, we breathe in the air that is supplied to us in such a manner that we can utilize it. And then we give back as we exhale for the plants, for all the parts of life that use something different. There's no way to survive and be disconnected from the oneness of life and the oneness of this planet. And so in joy and in freedom and ease, we honor that connection. We honor this oneness, and this oneness guides us into a greater knowing of ourselves and a greater appreciation for one another and a deep reverence for the planet on which we live. And with this knowing and deep gratitude, I can release this now, this treatment, knowing it is complete and it is done. I let it be, and so it is. Thank you. And now Vance will come up and share.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Now it's time for our affirmation of prosperity. But before I read that, I want to thank Dr. Bob. That meditation just got me a little out there for a minute. It's all good. It's all good. I appreciate everyone that's here, everyone that's online, everyone that listens later on. We've got a great opportunity to share and to grow and to know a better knowingness, which is what our teaching is all about. So you have an opportunity to give at www.cslmidtown.org/donate or click on the QR code, and that will take you right to the donation site. You can give one time or set up an ongoing gift, and we appreciate all of that. So if you will with me, read our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now back to Dr. Bob for some more announcements.
All right. So just another great big thank you to everyone who makes this happen and to all of you who are here physically in the room and all of you who are here spiritually through the internet or whatever means that you're sharing with us. I just want to start reminding you, I hope you noticed in this week's newsletter. And if you don't get the newsletter, please go to our website and sign up, because the information about the events coming up and the things happening are all going to be communicated through that newsletter and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and wherever else out there we can think of to put it. We may even send you something in the mail. But starting in September will be a class on mysticism. And yes, not even mysticism is supernatural. It is absolutely natural that we can tune into that greater part of ourselves. And we'll be doing that and learning about it and talking about it for 6 weeks, starting the 14th of September. And after that will be a class in foundations. And after that, we'll do prosperity starting in January. So we have some good things coming up. Also, just that's it, I guess. There's no also. Join me in our closing as we share together the affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. Join us next time. Thank you.